Hospital International CBD, where God resides and visits our places. Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But what is more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith and to liberate all mankind from the oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies.
Shall we lift up our two hands tonight? Let's give God thanks. Let's give Him praise. Let's appreciate Him. Lift up your voice tonight. Lift up your hands and give Him praise. Thank Him for all that He has done for you and I since Sunday when we all departed. He has gathered us again tonight by His mercy, by His grace, and by His love. Lift up your voice and give Him thanks for that. Appreciate Him. He has done us well. God is good. Give Him praise. His mercy endures forever. Now ask the Lord to speak to you tonight. Lord, I am here on this first night. Open my eyes of understanding. Lord, let your word be quickened in my spirit tonight. Show me what I have never seen. Teach me what I do not know. Grant me understanding of your word tonight. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Heavenly Father, we say thank you tonight for bringing us into this first night. Thank you for your word that you have prepared for us. And I am asking tonight, let your word come with understanding. Holy Spirit, I'm asking tonight that you will quicken this word in our hearts. I ask tonight that it shall be all of you and none of me. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your word go with simplicity. Let everyone go home with clarity. And let our lives be transformed forever. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for the Lord and be comfortably seated tonight. Shout hallelujah. Tonight, I welcome everyone to this first night, and I am praying, and in fact, most of what dominated my prayer is, God, grant understanding to your people. You see, because without a proper understanding, you can never draw maximally from anything. It is what you understand that will profit you, not what you know. And so I want you to open up your heart tonight, because what I'll be teaching in this first night is something that is very crucial. If your faith will work, hear me tonight, you must understand tonight's teaching. If your faith will ever produce at all times, then the teaching of tonight is very crucial. And that's why we are beginning with understanding the faith that works. And I'm taking part one tonight. Understanding the faith that works. Shout hallelujah. Let me tell us tonight that Bible faith will always work. Bible faith will always work. There is nothing like Bible faith failing. Are you hearing God tonight? Bible faith will always work. It is you and I that must understand how to make it work. Now, in the natural, I believe if not all of us here, we at one time, whether in primary school or high school or grade, whatever, we have written examination before. Am I right? Good. When a teacher sets an exam, that is just one part of the work. Now, the same teacher must now prepare what we call a memo, or what we call a marking scheme, or a marking guide. Now, what that means is that that guide is what gives the clue as to how to mark your exam. So, if I set an exam, I must produce questions and a guide or a memo to mark. Now, it means that anybody that has that memo can mark that exam. I don't have to be there. So, if I say, what is Johannesburg? That is the question. And in the memo, I said, Johannesburg is a city in South Africa, 5 marks. Look at that word. Johannesburg is a city in South Africa. That is the memo. Now, if you write the exam and you now tell me, you see, Johannesburg is in one province that is called Gauteng. And that province is one of the provinces in South Africa. In fact, we also have some other provinces in South Africa. And you now started explaining all the provinces. Quick question. Have you answered the question? So, even though you wrote a lot of stories, according to the memo, you have scored 0. Why? You did not answer according to what was provided. Now, in the same vein, if you and I does not operate faith in the Bible way, we will never get results. No matter how you do it, sir. That's why I was saying on Sunday, all this, I believe, sincerely yours. In my interaction with people, I know that people do not believe what they are saying. So, what is the faith that we walk? And tonight I'm teaching on revelation-fired faith. Revelation. Please, follow me quietly tonight. Revelation-fired faith. Now, the Bible contains what we call the Logos and the Rhema. Meaning, the Bible contains Old Testament from Genesis up until Malachi, New Testament from Matthew up until Revelation. That is the Logos. Now, what the Logos will do for you and me is that it will tell you about God. It will tell you about who God is. In fact, it will tell you about who you are in Christ. It will tell you about your authority. It will tell you about your blessings. It will tell you great things. But it will not give you faith. And that is why many people say, but I'm believing, but I'm quoting scripture. If it is logos, it will never produce faith. It will give you information. Are you following tonight? What brings faith is the rhema of the word. Please follow me tonight. Because I know that many of us, Logos is what many of us are carrying. You are quoting scripture and you are trying to commit God to do what you are praying about. But when it is Rhema, God is already committed. You don't need to commit him. You don't even need to invite him. In fact, let me shock you. You don't need to pray it. It will happen. Are you following tonight? So, Logos is the word of God as contained in the scriptures. But Rhema is the saying word of God. Rhema is thus says the Lord. Are you following tonight? It is not this one. It is the voice behind this one. Are you following? I can write something in a note and send it to you as a post letter, isn't it? Isn't it? Now, can you compare that to if I call you on the phone and I speak to you about the same matter? Which one is more powerful? Which one is weighty? You may even think that maybe somebody used my handwriting to write. You may even think that maybe somebody wrote it on my behalf and I signed. Isn't it? In fact, you may even say, I am not there. I am not sure of this writing. Now, is that not the way many of us, when you carry the Bible, you say, I'm not even sure. Why? It's a written word. But when you hear the spoken one, which is the Rhema word, faith is naturally born. Are you following tonight? So when we talk about the Rhema, Romans 10:17, the Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing. Look at that word. And hearing the word of God. I'm going to give you an assignment. When you get home, find a Bible concordance, or what we call a Bible dictionary, and check this word, W-O-R-D, in that concordance. You will see that the word there means Rhema. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Rhema of God. Not Genesis chapter 1. Not Malachi chapter 3. But the Rhema, meaning the spoken word of God. So if your faith must come, it will take the Rhema word. But if you read John 1:1, in the beginning was the word, isn't it? And the word was with God, and the word was God. Now, you can go home again and check. W-O-R-D there is not a Rhema, even though it is word. Because English did injury to Bible interpretation. So when you see word, you will think all the word, they are the same. No, this word means in the beginning. Studio, please flash that scripture, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Logos. That's what it means. And the Logos was with God. And the Logos was God. But that will not bring faith. Even though it's also a word, but it is not a Rhema. Because faith comes by the Rhema word. So, Rhema is when the Holy Spirit quickens the word of God and shows it to you. So, it has grown beyond what you are reading to what you are hearing and what you are seeing. Are you following tonight? I'm going to what? Revelation-based faith. But if you don't have the Logos in you, the Holy Ghost cannot quicken anything. So the Holy Ghost works on Logos to produce Rhema. And that Rhema brings you faith. Do you understand to this point? Do you understand to this point? It's like a woman. Because I want you to understand. A woman inside of her, she has eggs, isn't it? there are eggs on our inside with the capacity to produce children, isn't it? But the eggs are there dormant, isn't it? Can they produce children? No. It needs what? It needs something to fertilize it. So the eggs are what we call logos. But the fertilized egg is rhema. Are you following tonight? So you can't carry egg and say you are carrying baby. No. You need the fertilized egg. So what many of us are carrying, that we are saying is not working, is not working, you are carrying egg that is not fertilized. And no matter how much you pray, a egg that is not fertilized cannot become a baby. But when that egg is fertilized, sir, you don't need to pray. The baby will be developing naturally. So, can I tell you something? When rhema comes alive, faith is naturally born. You don't pray again. You just go to rest. Why? Something has fertilized the egg. That's why a true Bible faith makes you restful. If you truly believe, you will be at rest. Are you following tonight? Are you following tonight? So if faith will work, it will require the rhema word. Now, let me say this before we now go further. God speaks to us through the rhema word so that faith can be imparted into us, so that we can believe him to perform what he has said. So, at times, what God speaks to you is different from what he speaks to me. So my faith is a function of what God has spoken to me and you. So it's not just I heard somebody say, no, what has God spoken to you? What has God quickened on your inside? Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Now, I'll give you one more example, and then we look at what is this revelation all about. How many of us remember the pool of Bethesda in the Bible? John chapter 5, the pool of Bethesda. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, an angel will come down once in a year, isn't it? To steer the water. And anyone that jumps in first, no matter the condition, no matter the sickness, no matter the disease, as long as the angel has steered the water, he will be healed. Without praying, just enter that water. Now, let me ask you a question. If somebody now goes into that river and the angel has not steered the water, will he be healed? No. Now, that water represents logos. No matter who steps in, if there is no steering, nothing will happen. So you can take the Bible actually and be quoting it and nothing will happen. Why? It has not been made alive. Ay, ay, ay. It is yet to be quickened inside you. That's why you see people, but I'm quoting, I'm standing on the word, I believe the word, I'm doing this. If it has not been quickened, Because the power is released when there is a quickening. So you can run with Bible and still be confused. Do we get it up to this point? So, what is revelation? It is the ability to see what God is saying from His Word. So it's not just what you are quoting. It's not what you are being taught. It is what you have seen. That's why Psalm 119 and verse 130, David said, "The entrance of your word, it gives light and understanding to the simple." That's why Paul prayed in Ephesians 1:17 to 18 that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ will open our eyes of understanding. Because revelation is about seeing what God is saying. The word has been quickened in you that you see it. It's not something that they are trying to teach you. It's something that you now see. You already see that word and you see yourself in that miracle. That is the faith that will work. It's not quoting. It's not what you memorized. It is what you have seen. Are you hearing God? Because you can never doubt what you see. Sir, you can't see yourself as a male and they will confuse you that you are a female. Are you following tonight? You can't truly see yourself as a female and somebody will now say, "No, you are a male." And you say, "Yes, I'm a male." It's not possible. Shout hallelujah. So how far we see and believe, we are empowered to become. John chapter 1 and verse 12. "For as many that have received him, to them gave he power to do what? To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now, look at this interesting point. In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, Jesus said something there. And I want you to see this word. See, this is like the memo of God. He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but man, you and I, we shall live by every rhema," because the word there means rhema. "We can only live by the rhema that came from God." Sir, man shall not live by prayer. We will pray, but the prayer is to connect with the rhema. Man, I wish man can live by fasting. The Muslims will be the one commanding miracle every day. I wish man can live by crying in prayers. But Jesus said, "Man shall live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Sir, if you are not hearing anything from the mouth of God, you can't live. Sir, you can be existing like a stone, but you won't live. I wish there was another way. This is Jesus talking. The only way to live is by the words that comes out to you from the mouth of God. So let me ask you tonight, what are you hearing from the mouth of God? What is God speaking to you from his mouth? Because we can't live without that. Sir,
we are not going to live by beautiful sermons. If in the sermon God is not speaking to you, you wasted your time to the service. Man shall not live by the Bible. Read it. If you are not hearing from God from the Bible, you won't live. So it's not just about I'm reading. I study my Bible every day. But is God speaking to you from the Bible every day?
Do you understand tonight? Sir, I was reflecting this evening on every single scripture that God quickened in my spirit. None of it has failed. Not one. I have never needed to remind God about it. Sir, I have never needed to pray to make it work.
When the Rhema word came to me from Psalm 34, 19 to 20, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him out of them all. And the Lord said, now that is the Rhema. Many are the curses you will write on this campus. I will deliver you out of them all. That is not Psalm 34 verse 19. That is the Rhema behind Psalm 34 verse 19. Sir, I've never failed one chemistry module from first degree to second degree to third degree. I never sat for one chemistry module twice in my life. The Rhema word is true. Sir, I had born again friends, tongue talking, that were feeling the Rhema word. It's the Rhema word, sir. I was confidently restful that I can never fail. I didn't have to remind God. I didn't have to say, oh God, remember, I'm going to write an exam today. I didn't have to remind him. The Rhema word. When the Rhema word came, I said, fear not, I will help you. In July, by December, we were married, sir. I didn't need to remind God. The Rhema word. Sir, the Rhema word. The Rhema word. We finished the wedding. I asked my wife, is there any other thing? No. Are we owing anybody? We are not owing anybody. The Rhema word. I was in my first year. I was a student. The Rhema word. There are many today working with the money, but they can't marry. It's faith. It's not money. It's faith, sir. The Rhema. I want you to wake up tonight from religion of Bible, carrying big Bible without hearing the sound of God. Are you hearing God tonight? Nothing changes destiny like the word from the mouth of God. That's why you hear God and say, we don't do anything except it is commanded. It's commanded. We are not building the ark because we are ambitious. Because he said it. Don't dare what he has not said. You will fail in it. Many are trying to do something and now commit God. No. Take what God has said. He's already committed to it. Stop trying to beg God to work for you. Take what he has said. God is already working for you. Are you hearing God tonight? So how do I connect with this revelation? Number one, be born again. Mark 4:11. Sorry, is it Mark 4:11? Mark 4:11, let's see. Unto you, yeah, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Number two, be committed to the study of the word. We read that in Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Number three, be committed to the study of anointed faith materials such as books from those who have the proofs. Be committed. Daniel 9:2. Daniel said, then I, Daniel, understood by books. Paul speaking in 2 Timothy 4:13, the cloak that I left at Troas, when you are coming, bring it. And the books, 2 Timothy 4:13, and the books. So be committed to the study of anointed faith materials. Don't go and be using your data to watch things that would deflate your faith. Many people, their phone is what is killing them. The things they are busy watching and hearing and feasting on is killing their faith. Next, be committed to meditating in the word. I shared on that on Sunday. Be committed. 1 Timothy 4:15. Meditate upon these things. Give yourself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear unto all. Meditate. 1 Timothy 4:15. Sir. Light is sweet, and it is a pleasant thing for the eyes to behold the sun. My life is built on the word that comes from the mouth of God. My wife knows. That's why you have heard me say, except I've not heard. Oh, if I hear from heaven, 1 billion people cannot discourage me, sir. So you can't. That's why every step of my life is as heard from heaven. Lord, what are you saying? Lord, are you in it? If not, I'm not going. But when he says I'm there, sir, I'm convinced and confident that is with me. Give yourself to these things. Give yourself totally to these things. Give yourself totally to these things. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Is somebody being blessed tonight by the word of God? Shout hallelujah. Next, be filled with the Holy Spirit and continue to engage his ministry to access revelation. Be filled. John 16, 12 to 24. Jesus said, John 16, 12 to 24, there are many things I have to tell you, but you can't bear them now. He said, but how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Shout hallelujah. He will show you things to come. He will take of me and he will show it to you. Finally, engage in prayer and fasting for access. You can see. So we are not praying for God to do. We are praying to connect with what God has said, which will now show us our part, so that we can play our part and then we see what God will do. All this, God, come and do, sir, is a waste of time. Sir, I'm telling you, there's nothing he's coming to do. So this is what I am saying. This is your part. If you don't play it, I'm not committed. 40 days fasting cannot make me commit. Sir, you can't offer a plan and ask God to follow you. He won't. You can't initiate your own will and say, God, support me. He will never support you. So we pray to assess what God is saying. Sometimes ago, we were to take a decision. My wife said, I'm convinced. I said, no, me, I've not heard. Me, I've not, and I can't run on your home faith. I need to hear too. I won't say, oh God, my wife said she heard. No, I need to hear too. And after a while, I said, yes, I've heard the same thing. Let's continue. We pray to assess what God is saying. Don't be praying for bread and butter. Pray to assess his voice. Because that is what will bring faith. Shout hallelujah. So like I said, all through this month is a teaching class. We started from what? Rema. What God is saying. Shout hallelujah. And then you see what God is saying. So before you come and say it's not working, ask yourself, what you are doing, did you hear it from the mouth of God? What you embarked upon, did you hear it from his mouth? Or you just thought he was speaking to you? Or you feel that God said it? No, don't base your life on what I feel. It's dangerous. So you must be sure that he said it. That is the foundation of any faith that will work. If he didn't say it, sir, don't run. Because that is failure on arrival. Let's learn to camp with God and be spiritual. Lord, what are you saying? Is it time to go? Is it time to start? Is it time to move? In the wilderness, he told them, if the cloud stay, you must stay. If it stay 30 days, you wait 30 days. If the cloud move, then you move. You don't say, we are tired, we want to move. Then you are moving without the cloud. And anything that happens, you are responsible. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. So tonight, have you seen something from the world? This is what makes faith to work. And in conclusion, sir, in my little walk with God, God the Father is not emotional. I wish God can be moved with your crying. He does not know what it feels to cry. Why? He has never lived in the body. And we are not praying to Jesus. We are praying to the Father through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. So that you are crying, it's only Jesus that felt it. The Father that you are praying to does not feel it. I wish God can feel fasting, but he has never eaten in his life. The only thing that moves him is faith. I wish that kneeling down can move God. He does not know what it means to kneel down. All he's saying is that, do you believe? Sir, without this, we are not going anywhere. Let me just be honest with you. Without this kind of faith, everyone is grounded and we are helpless. And that's why the holy prayer we are praying here tonight is, Lord, open my ears to begin to hear you. Open my eyes to begin to see. Quicken my spirit so that my understanding can come alive. Shall we rise to our feet tonight? Lift up your voice and give God thanks for the word you have received. Give him thanks and praise tonight. You have heard something from God. You have been challenged by his word tonight. Give him thanks. Appreciate him tonight. Give him the praise. Now, pray those three items that I just said. Lord, open my ears to begin to hear you clearly. Open my eyes to begin to see what you are saying. Quicken my spirit so that my understanding can come alive. Pray those three prayers in 1 minute. Lord, open my ears. Cause me to begin to hear you clearly from tonight. Let me begin to hear what you are saying. Open my eyes to begin to see clearly. Open down my eyes to begin to see clearly. As I go through the pages of scriptures, let me see what you are saying. And Lord, quicken down my spirit tonight so that my understanding can come alive. In the name of Jesus, pray that prayer in the Holy Ghost also. Lepeli ando sikataba, zeleberegedebo, zikante la parade, akwasuzende leboliaga, leparadiga, la parande, ekotozoza, amtepaliante, la parata laga, zeriamto supori andalaba. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let the stewards take their position. If you are in the service tonight and you are not born again,
I want to give you the opportunity tonight, if you're in this meeting and you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you very quickly. You are in the service tonight. You want to make Jesus the Lord of your life. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Hallelujah. All right, if there is no one, please stretch forth your hands to the communion table tonight and release your expectation. The Bible says he broke the bread and their eyes were open. He broke the bread before them and their eyes were open. Lord, by this communion tonight, grant me eye-opening encounter from tonight. Let my eyes begin to see clearly. Let my understanding come alive. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we bless this table tonight as the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we bless this table, everyone's heart desire is converted to testimony. Via the communion tonight, let everyone enter a new dimension of seeing clearly, of hearing clearly, and a new level of quickened understanding. Father, we say thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's receive the communion rejoicing as the choir ministers. Hallelujah.
Everybody praise the Lord now. We praise him every day. Praise him every day.
I will praise the Lord.
My sister praise the Lord now.
I will praise him every day.
I praise him every day.
I will praise the Lord.
Shout hallelujah. Please, let's put our hands together for Jesus and be comfortably seated. Hallelujah. Before we close tonight, please, let's be reminded our week of spiritual emphasis continues tomorrow. And we are going to be looking at the faith that works, part two. Shout hallelujah. So if you have been blessed tonight, there are greater blessings that await you tomorrow. Shout hallelujah. So please make sure you are in church 5:30. And the Lord will strengthen you and also visit you again in the name of Jesus Christ. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Also, we are trusting the Lord that from tomorrow evening, we are going to be having in our midst one of our senior pastors from the international headquarters in Nigeria. Hallelujah. He's going to be with us from tomorrow up until Sunday. Shout hallelujah. And we believe that is coming with loads of blessing from God's servant. Hallelujah. So please make sure you are in church tomorrow. He's most likely going to be ministering to us tomorrow in the world. Hallelujah. Please make sure you are in church 5:30. Tell others. It's going to be awesome night from tomorrow up until Sunday. And this season of visitation will not leave you behind in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says Jesus wept over Jerusalem because they did not know the hour of their visitation. I believe that among other things, God's servant has sent into us among other things, because there's a word that God has put in his mouth for you and I. So please don't miss any of these days from tomorrow up until Sunday. It's going to be great times in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you blessed tonight by the word? Please, let's rise to our feet one more time as we give God thanks. Let's appreciate him. Let's give him the praise. He's a faithful Father. Father, we say thank you.
By this message, we believe a seed has been sown into your life. For you to rule and have total dominion over all challenges. The end has come to all your life struggle in Jesus' name. Worship with us at Gwinners Chapel International CBD. For more information, contact us on 011-0427339. God bless you.